All right, we got tickets to see Halsey coming to Summerfest on July 3rd. Your tickets at 7:45 this morning, and then right after that at 8:10, we'll have the $1,000 KISS keyword, where you could win free money, $1,000. 103.7 KISS FM. Kind of disappointed about the snow. I mean, not that we didn't get snow, but disappointed that they were forecasting, like, what, 8 to 12 inches or something like that. And I don't know about you, but in Franklin, we only got, like, a dusting. Maybe 2 or 3 inches. Maybe 2 or 3 inches. But mostly ice. Like, in a complete sheet of ice. Because it rained, Friday night? It was just raining. And then the snow came in on Saturday with some ice behind it, which has let this nice little coat of ice on my driveway. That was just delicious. Just fantastic. Oh my God, I just almost choked on my mouth. Kevin, intern Kevin's in here, and Allie as well. I gotta ask you a question. So,
show of a day.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Friday, right? I go out to lunch with a couple of women, you know? Two women,
couple
matter of fact. Two women.
Are these broads?
We work for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the AFSP. Okay. We were having a little lunch meeting because we have a board meeting this month. So we were having lunch at Harry's, right? I'll just say where it was, Harry's, because I've seen this happen before.
Harry's. Yeah,
Harry's up on Oakland. Harry's is up on Oakland.
I used to go there for brunch all the time.
There you go.
Back in the day.
Great. Loved it. Had a great, fantastic Reuben sandwich there. So I'm sitting across from two women, right? And then I'm sitting there, and we're in this little nook area. And
yes.
We're waiting at the end for the check. And we're like, where's the check? She had to have brought the check by because she came by and said, are you ready for your check? And we said, yes. Neither one of them could find it. She had slid it right in front of me as though she was assuming that I was paying because
yeah.
I'm the guy. And I went,
it's a little awkward.
So I told the woman across from me, her name's Bev, and I go, hey, Beverly, I go,
don't
the check's
you
right
company
here.
Don't you have a credit card, Bev?
She goes,
you paying today?
But she's a VP for a big company, like a big shoe company. So she goes, that happens to me all the time because she takes people out for like business dinners and everything.
And they'll give it to the guy.
And she's the vice president of the company, so she's obviously expensing it on her account. But she's with other guys, and they always slide the bill to one of the guys and not to her. And she's like, why do you just assume that the guy is going to pay? Like, she's a like empowered woman. She's like, I'm paying the check. And she had planned on paying the check the whole time. But the fact that they just assumed that the guy's going to pay all the time. And I was like, you know what?
I think
I'm a little offended by that too, as a guy.
Can I be honest?
Yes, go ahead.
Maybe I'll get beat up. I almost think women are part of the problem.
Why is that?
Because let's go back to that guy we know who told us when he was dating a local news anchor. I'll leave her name out. She was so worried about people seeing her pay the bill when they went out to dinner because they were a couple. He wouldn't always
pay. Yeah.
She would pay too sometimes. That's normal. So she was so mortified, she would hand him the card under the table and say, I don't want anyone to see me paying because they're going to think you're a bad guy. So
what?
Are you with me now on how women, we do it to ourselves?
I can see how that woman does it to herself.
But that's what I'm saying. We're so worried about what people are so worried about what people think. The waitress is so worried about offending the women at the table that she puts it in front of you when you're not even the one with the money.
Exactly.
You're not even the most powerful one at the table. It's one of the chicks.
No, they were going to pay.
The chick is going to tip her more than you.
Way more than me.
That's what's funny, ironic about it. You assume the dude, but
she's got a vice president. President title. I'm just a stupid radio guy.
Offended, and you know it's the same thing.
Nobody was offended. It was just a comment that was made between us, and she was like, "That happens all the time." And I don't know. What do you think? 799-1037. You can also text.
It's a great
to 71037.
Aren't we done with men like getting the check immediately? Well, having to be the ones to pay. Are we not past that in 2020?
And this is why when I say I think it's dumb that a man should have to pay on a first date, I get beat up. And I'm like, why? Why can't a woman pay on a first date? Why does it have to be like that? Why can't you split the bill on a first date? Why does it have to be the man pays all the time?
Yeah,
I hate that idea as well.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I'm with you.
You can text us 71037. We'll read your texts. We can take your calls too.
You both have jobs.
We do.
You both work. No reason you both can't pay.
Damn
just
right.
Saying.
Hashtag me also.